Who here today knows the name Louis Zamperini? Josiah should be raising his hand. There he did. Well, Louis Zamperini was, he worked on a bomber plane during World War II, and through a series of unfortunate events, their plane crashed into the ocean, and there were only three, Louis and two other men, that survived. And they were on life rafts for 47 days. Unfortunately, one of the soldiers, he passed away, but two of them survived. And do you think it would be exciting to get found finally after being 47 days out on the ocean? It was exciting until they saw who found them. It was their enemy. It was the Japanese. And so then they were taken to this island, which later on, Louis found out that everybody that was taken to that island was executed. But there was something about Louis Zamperini that caught the attention of one of the Japanese that was in charge of that island, because Louis Zamperini was a very fast runner, and he had held records in his high school in California, and he had gone to the 1938 Olympics. And so somehow that name clicked with the one on charge of that island, and so he kept Louis and his friend alive. And so they were taken off of that island to another island in Japan, where they were put in a prisoner of war camp. Except for the Japanese at that time, they did not follow any of the rules of engagement. You were supposed to inform the Red Cross when you had prisoners of war, but they didn't tell Louis's family that he was still alive. And while he was there, the one in charge of that camp, saying he was not a nice person is a very mild way to put it. But he, for some reason, took a great dislike to Louis, and he would beat him terribly. And it just was just an ongoing thing until finally we got to the point where the Americans had won the war. And Louis and all his other fellow soldiers in the POW camp were set free and got to come back home to America. Well, because of all the things, I forgot to mention, when Louis was out on the water, he had started thinking about God more again, because he had grown up in a Christian home, but he'd kind of chosen to do his own thing. So when he was out on the water, him and the other man out in there on those boats with the sharks swimming around them and things, he started to think about God a little more. And so he prayed to God, and then God did get him rescued, not in the way he would have wanted, but all these other things happen. But sometimes when we make promises that we'll follow God, when things start to get good again, we kind of forget on those promises. And that's kind of what Louis did. Well, Louis, he found him a nice girl and got married. But because of all the things that had happened to him, of how cruelly he had been treated over the years, he had a lot of troubles adjusting back into society. And he got to the point where he wasn't being so nice to his pretty wife. And she had finally decided that she'd reached the point that she was going to leave, because she didn't want to be treated like that anymore, because he was drinking alcohol all the time and just being mean. But before that happened, she had met a lady at their apartment who was going to go see a brand new preacher named Billy Graham. And there was going to be a big tent meeting in Los Angeles. And so the neighbor invited Cynthia, that was her name, to go with her to the meeting. So Cynthia, she and Louis had a little baby girl that they called Sissy. And he stayed home and he babysat the baby. And she came back and she said, "Louis, you need to come with me to these meetings." But Louis said, "No, I don't need God. He's just there. He's just trying to get you so you'll give him money and things." And so Louis, he refused to go. But finally she got to the point, she said, "Louis, I am going to leave you. I want you to come with me just one time to the meeting. Just come see." So finally he decided, "Okay, I'll go one time." Well, he went that night, and as Billy Graham was preaching, the Holy Spirit started working on Louis's heart. And that night, Louis gave his heart to Jesus. But he still had all of these thoughts in his head because of The one that in the POW camp that was so cruel to him, they called him the bird. They gave him a nickname. They called him the bird. And he would think about that. And before he allowed Jesus to come into his heart, he would think about ways that he could go and find the bird and kill him, is what he was thinking of all the time. But after he'd accept Jesus in his heart, he learned about forgiveness. And you know, today we're having the communion service, which is all about forgiveness, of how Jesus forgives us of our sins. And Louis, he understood finally that because Jesus had died on the cross for him and forgave him, that he could be able to forgive the bird and all those other soldiers that were working there in the POW camp that had been so cruel. And so Louis then, not too long after he found Jesus, he went back over to Japan. And there was a room filled with all of the Japanese soldiers, except for they had not been able to catch the bird yet, so he wasn't there. But all the other soldiers, and they, in the Japanese culture, when you are humiliated, it's called losing face. And so they thought for sure, when they heard that Louis Zamperini was coming to speak to them, that he was just going to tear into them and just tell them, you know, how bad they were. But Louis, he got up there and he told them, do you know what? I forgive each and every one of you for anything you might have done to me because I know Jesus now. And what's most important, I would like you to know Jesus too. So he witnessed to them. And I don't know if any of them ever accepted Jesus, but he shared his faith and was able to forgive. And then years down the road, he still wanted to meet with the bird. He wanted to be able to tell him, I forgive you. But you know what? He refused. They had found him and he wasn't, they had made it so he wouldn't go to jail if they did find him. But he refused to meet with Louis and accept Louis's forgiveness. And I think of us sometimes, sometimes we can harden our hearts, and Jesus wants to forgive us, and we still choose to just go over here and do our own thing. But we always can have that opportunity to receive forgiveness, because if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Just like Louis was cleansed from all of his hatred and the way he treated his wife and the drinking alcohol and all of those things. And so I was just thinking about this story today with thinking about communion and how each of us can ask Jesus to come into our hearts and to cleanse us. And soon, pretty soon, we're going to have what we call the ordinance of humility, where we wash feet. And that's always a time where we can find somebody. If there's somebody that we need to ask their forgiveness, we can speak to them and ask for their forgiveness and take turns washing each other's feet. And so I want each of us to just think in our hearts today if there's anyone here that we need to ask forgiveness from and take the time to do that before we wash each other's feet. All right, let me go quietly back to you.